This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jamui in Bihar today to commemorate the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. It marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Prime Minister will also virtually participate in the Grih Pravesh of 11,000 houses built under the PM Jan Man special drive. Prime Minister Modi will also address the functions being held at district headquarters of Chhattisgarh through video conferencing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi today. The two-day Mahotsav is a mega event on language, literature and culture to sustain peace and build a vibrant Bodo society. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Mahotsav aims to integrate the indigenous Bodo people residing not only in Bodoland but also in other parts of Assam, West Bengal, Nepal and other international border areas of the Northeast. The theme for the Mahotsav is Peace and Harmony for Prosperous Bharat. Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed Stage 3 of the GRAP in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorated in the region. Our correspondent reports that an 11-point action plan as per Stage 3 of GRAP is applicable from today in the entire NCR. In Jharkhand, leaders of NDA and India Bloc have intensified their campaign for the second phase of assembly elections. They are making their last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two election meetings at Bermo in Bokaro and Mahagama in Goda district, while senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address three meetings at Tundi in Dhanbad, Durva in Ranchi and Goda. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren is scheduled to address election rally at Nala, Boria and Podia Hat. Campaigning has further intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign in Hingoli, Yavatmal and Chandrapur today. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is scheduled to campaign in Gadchiroli, Chandrapur and Nagpur. BJP President JP Nadda will campaign in Thane and Nashik. On the other hand, NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar will campaign in favour of MVA candidates in Satara, Kolhapur and Sangli. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray will campaign in Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar and Nashik. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Guru Purab is being celebrated with religious fervour across India and the world today. It marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. In Punjab, hundreds of devotees from all religions are paying obeisance at Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar and other Gurdwaras. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of Prakash Parv of Guru Nanak. In Bihar, millions of devotees are taking holy bath in Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda, Saryu, Bagmati and other rivers on the occasion of Kartik Purnima today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people of Jharkhand on the foundation of the state. In a social media post, President Murmu said that many heroes like Bhagwan Birsa Munda, Veer Sido Kano, Chand Bhairav, Tilka Manji and Nilambar Pitambar have made the land of Jharkhand proud. Sri Lanka's ruling National People's Power is poised towards a landslide victory in the parliamentary election, even as counting progresses in the island nation. The leftist coalition has scored 107 seats out of 152 declared so far. In cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the fourth and final T20 international of the series at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. The match is scheduled at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.